Hey friends, today we're going to talk about the Latin Mass. And this is a topic that we've, would you say, just kind of skimmed the surface on in the past?
Yeah, we've hardly talked about it.
We've touched on it, but hardly talked about it. So we're going to do a little bit more of a dive into the Latin Mass. And now what we're going to share with you is based upon our experience. Because something that you likely don't know is that we attended the Latin Mass for a whole year. Mm-hmm. So our reflections upon the Latin Mass are going to come out of that experience of that year of attending and why we went, our first impression, what we learned, and why we are currently not attending the Latin Mass. And I just want to say, this is all a good news story.
Yes, and we love the Latin Mass and the Latin Mass community.
So, we're jumping ahead.
Okay.
So why did we start attending the Latin Mass?
Well, we were looking for community, honestly. We had been attending a beautiful parish for 4 years, and we always ended up like the very last people at Mass. There was like no other vehicle in the parking lot. We had stayed till the very end, getting to chat with people. And, you know, over the course of those 4 years, I felt like maybe we had only just a couple families that we really connected with. Mm-hmm. And it's not any fault of the parish or anything like that. It was just, we're a homeschooling family, so we kind of have different rhythm to our life. And it just seemed like there wasn't very many families that were similar.
Yeah, young, large families, mm-hmm. and also homeschooling families. So for me, I'm like, where's the best place for my family, for my children? I know some people say, well, you shouldn't jump around and look for parishes. But, you know, if you have the opportunity and you're in a larger city, I'm looking for what's best for my family, period. Mm-hmm. And so we started thinking, well, where else can we find community? And it might kind of, for some, might seem unusual. Well, we have a YouTube channel. Wouldn't we have community? Or we've been in full-time ministry for 20 years. Wouldn't we have community? And I would have to say we have had friends, but I wouldn't say we had really personally
Yeah, there was kind of a period in our life when we started our family and you were gone a lot doing ministry, traveling, and yeah. I was at home with the little kids and I had connected with other moms, but we hadn't really made great, strong connections in terms of families.
Relationships.
However, we did start, even prior to our attendance with the Latin Mass, we started hosting events. It's like, if you don't have community, create community. And we started inviting people into our home to pray the rosary. And that was a huge turning point in terms of building community for our family.
Yeah, I forget. That's right. That's true. So then we started looking around. And long story short, we ended up going to the Latin Mass. Now, I'll share my experience first going in. I have to say, I was nervous because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Like I didn't know the liturgy. I didn't know when to sit and stand. I didn't know the prayers. It was in a Latin, a different language. So I was a little bit nervous going in. And I have to say, we weren't going in out of a negative reaction to something. You know, so we don't like this about the church. And so now we're going to go to Latin Mass. It was more out of a seeking. We were looking for community. That mm-hmm. was the biggest thing we were looking for.
Yeah, the biggest. There was other things.
But so we go in and I remember thinking, I don't know how this works. I felt like, I think how a Protestant might feel when they come to the Mass, the Novus Ordo Mass for the first time. So I felt like now I can relate. How does this work? Mm-hmm. So we slip in and my first reaction was when the music started, sacred music. That this was beautiful. Mm-hmm. So much so that if I think back, I think it brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, me too.
And it was just like, and I wasn't reading the book, you know, the missal. I just absorbed everything. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, this is so beautiful. What was your reaction?
I agree. I hadn't really knelt either to receive communion. And I remember at that point just feeling like, wow, I feel like I'm in heaven. The beautiful sacred music, the reverence, the focus being completely on Christ. There was no mistaking what the Mass was about.
Yes.
And I absolutely loved it.
Yes. And the reverence also struck me, as you mentioned, like there was no casualness about the attendance of the Mass. So before Mass, before it started, there wasn't all this talking. There wasn't people coming up to talk to us. There was, there was prayers. I think it was it the rosary? I can't remember, but it was just people were quiet. They weren't looking around. They weren't waving. And I appreciated that because this is about Jesus. This is a serious thing. And I think that if we take our faith casual, we end up a casualty. And I'm not saying that the Novus Ordo is always casual, but from this experience, looking back now, my 20 years of over full-time ministry, being in so many different parishes, it tends towards that. There's this casualness that I now recognize once I had gone to the Latin Mass. And I just appreciate it. This is serious. Mm-hmm. Jesus is here. The sacrifice of Calvary is being made present. And it felt like everything that we were doing was right and appropriate. I mean, that was my initial sense.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that really struck us about attending the Latin Mass was the young families and large families. You know, some of them having like 7, 8, 9, 10 children, and bringing all of those children to Mass early to pray the rosary, to attend sacraments, waiting in line for confessions, everyone dressed, you know, in their Sunday clothing for Mass, not just their everyday wear. That really spoke to me. Mm-hmm. And I think ever since attending Latin Mass, it took me a little while, but I really try to make it a priority to dress up for Mass.
The reverence of the children, like young children, struck me. Mm-hmm. Because there was no attempt by the parents to occupy the children. Mm-hmm. They weren't pulling out the toys and the prayer cards or, like, you know,
the snacks.
And I thought...
I mean, we've done all of that, just so you know, like the snacks, the stickers, the books, the coloring. But I find now less is more. It's easier almost when you don't have those distractions.
I thought their example taught us a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it can be different.
But kids are actually able to sit. And I get it. Some kids have a harder time than others.
Yeah.
And the Latin Mass is longer. So it was a struggle for our kids. I can't say they particularly enjoyed it. I remember as a kid, I never enjoyed Mass. I didn't understand it. But at the same time, I think they saw something beautiful there.
Mm-hmm. So we continued on attending for a year. And there's a couple things that I started noticing. And one was that the priest, you never saw his personality, or you didn't see the personality of the priest as much. You know, there was no preamble before the Mass, like the pre-homily and all the announcements. Or it was just, you start, this is all about Jesus. His back is facing you, so you don't even see his expression. And I like that. Not that he didn't have a beautiful face. But it's not about him. It's about Christ. Mm-hmm. And I like that. It just helped. The gestures of the Latin Mass, with, for example, the priest not facing the people, helped me focus more on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You had an additional thought about our
children. Oh, I just wanted to mention about our children how I had said, you know, they didn't particularly enjoy it. It was long. But we have to remember that the Mass is not there to entertain us. We're there because it's the sacrifice of the Mass, and that is right and just. And it's our duty to give glory to God on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Now, the music. I would have to say I wasn't that familiar with sacred music.
Mm-hmm.
Chant, Latin, singing, like, it's not my experience. I mean, we've done 6 CDs together. You would classify that in the past as contemporary praise and worship music. So that's my background with music, producing those CDs, writing them. And coming into this experience, I have to say, like, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And as I began to think of our experiences, we kept on going, I began to think, like, why didn't we experience this before?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a wonder that started to develop. This is so beautiful. Why hasn't someone shown us this before? It's not like we're ignorant of our Catholic faith, at least I didn't think. I mean, we travel in circles for over 20 years in full-time ministry. And then only recently then go to the Latin Mass, which has been part of the Catholic tradition for hundreds, if not over 1,000 years, like this liturgy. I mean, it's changed over, slightly developed over the period of time. But why is it that just now I'm experiencing this beauty? So I, you know, began to wonder about that, because I came to the conclusion, my personal opinion is that every Catholic should experience the Latin Mass. Even if you don't attend it every Sunday, I mean, it's part of our tradition. The great saints of the church experience this, most of them. This is our heritage, and it's a rich heritage. Embrace it. Experience it. Mm-hmm. Don't run away from it. I'm not one of those who say everyone has to go to Latin Mass now, because realistically, there's many rites within the church, right? We have to remember this. For example, the Byzantine Rite, beautiful liturgy there with our Ukrainian Catholics, and fully Catholic. So we shouldn't fall into the mistake of thinking to be a good Catholic, you have to celebrate the Latin Mass. I don't think so. But I think everyone should at least experience it. And unfortunately, not everyone can, mm-hmm. Depending on which diocese you're from or where you live. Because within our diocese, to my knowledge, there's only one place that is offered every Sunday. Next.
So you're probably wondering, like, why don't we still attend? Well, basically, we attended for a whole year. Our son did a sacramental prep. And I have to tell you, it was the most beautiful, thorough sacramental prep. And I learned so much sitting through it, going through the old catechism, Baltimore Catechism, and for children. And it was so good. And really, it wasn't, like, one other thing I wanted to mention is, like, anytime we attend Mass, we can just go through the motions. But, like, these people that were teaching truly had a love for Christ, a love for His church, and wanted to see holiness in all of the children that she was teaching. So why do we not attend? Well, basically COVID hit. Everything shut down. There was a few things that had happened, and the Latin Mass was no longer available.
We tried to get in, and we just couldn't get in. There was limits on the number of people that could attend the Mass. Right. We just couldn't get in.
Right. And so we were kind of jumping all over the place, trying to get in wherever we could. Mm-hmm. And at that time, we had just had our sixth child. And so all of a sudden, this one priest was just like, hey, why don't you come check out this parish, or my parish? So we went, and we were surprised because he had started incorporating a lot of traditional aspects that we had grown to love from the Latin Mass.
Mm-hmm. One thing in particular, which I have never seen, was that I would say almost 95% of the people receiving Holy Communion received Holy Communion at a communion rail kneeling. I'd never seen that before in a Novus Ordo parish. But this is this is the Latin Mass experience, and we're at a communion rail. I'm like, well, there was such a reverence. There was no communion ministers. You know, I have to say, it's really awkward to receive communion on the tongue from a communion minister, because so often they just like, they don't know what to do. And we're talking about the body, mm-hmm. blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ. It's such an awkward thing, especially for our children too, because they're like, it just throws the communion minister, extraordinary minister off. So anyways, didn't have that in this parish. At the communion rail, the priest went along the line. It was just such a beautiful, that experience was just really beautiful. And then there was sacred music, mm-hmm. which caught me by surprise that first time.
And he was celebrating at the time Ad Orientem, which I really appreciate. Sometimes he still does.
But the whole experience was just beautiful. It mm-hmm. was such a reverent experience. And we could get into this parish. Yeah. So, like, why? Let's keep on coming here.
Yes. And the other thing was that the community was absolutely beautiful. It was filled with homeschooling families.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some families that don't homeschool, and that's beautiful too. But there's just a lot of like-minded, similar, you know, stage in life people for us to connect with.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it has been a tremendous that experience of that longing for community for our family that we were looking for. Really, we found that in this parish in a really beautiful way. And I'm very grateful for how the Lord has worked and allowed us to go from the Latin Mass to the parish that we attend now. I feel like we've learned a lot from being in the Latin Mass. Also in our own parish, it's just a beautiful place to be. I'm very grateful.
And actually, only just about 6 months ago has the Latin Mass community gotten a full-time priest. So now there's consistently Latin Mass here in our city every Sunday and even during the week now.
Yes. So just a point of clarification, there was a point where the Latin Mass wasn't available in our city for a number of months, and it wasn't because our bishop came down on the Latin Mass. I know that has happened in other places. That was not the case here. I'm very grateful. The reason it just wasn't available. So now there is an FSSP priest in our city. So it's regular Mass, beautiful for our city and our faith community. So we're grateful that is thriving here.
You know, we've often discussed if we lived in a location where we didn't have community, would we move?
Yeah.
And we said we would move.
Yeah.
Like it really, if you're feeling like you're not thriving in your faith, your children are succumbing to the ways of the world, I would say go move.
Like, I mean, easier.
Find community.
Yeah.
Even maybe it's online. Maybe it means driving your kids to retreats. Maybe it means, you know, connecting with families. Like there's some people who drive a long ways to be a part of some faith communities. And I give them a lot of credit for that.
Now, there are some that might criticize a Latin Mass community, maybe of being overly judgmental or rigid or something like that. Here's my thoughts on this. Did we encounter a handful of people that maybe were, in my opinion, overly critical of the church? Yes. Okay. Yeah. But that wasn't the majority of the people. I would point out, however, you go to a Novusordo Mass, you're going to find tons of people that dissent from the teachings of the church, that are contracepting their children out of existence, that don't believe in the real presence of the Eucharist, that reject large portions of their faith. So on both sides, you have struggles. People aren't perfect. Neither are we. Mm-hmm. So stomach one of them. You know, you got to choose. And I appreciate the Latin Mass community because I know that those people who are in that community, who attend those parishes, are not there by accident. They have given a lot of thought to why they do what they do, as opposed to the typical Novus Ordo family who are Catholic simply because, well, that's just what we do. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen in a Latin Mass. No one attends a Latin Mass by accident or culturally speaking, at least not at this point. However, in the Novus Ordo Mass, that is the case. And so anyways, I appreciate that. I appreciate they've given a lot of thought into why am I here? Why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And I love how they celebrate so many beautiful feast days. Like they celebrate the old calendar and like they really live it. They live the liturgical year. And I mean, we could still do that also using the new calendar too,
and
right?
And we do.
And sometimes I still like celebrate some of the old celebrations on the old calendar too.
Yeah, yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So. Any final comments or are we kind of done here?
I think we're kind of done. Like I would be happy to you know, go back to Latin Mass, you know, here and there. But I also really do love our community where we're currently attending, and it's really good for our kids. Mm-hmm. So, who knows?
Yeah, I think Janelle appreciates the Latin Mass more than me, actually. We've had this discussion. Yeah. For me, well, it takes more intellectual effort. It does, because it's not in English, right? So you got Latin here, and then I'm following along with the English, and I'm trying to read. But then most of the time, I got a baby in my hands. And so it was really difficult. That part was really difficult for me. So I would usually take the little baby in the back because they're crying or something. Janelle would be in the pew. So that part was more of a struggle. But is that a good excuse? maybe not, but that is my excuse right now. And I'm a pilgrim on a journey. It's the truth.
Pray for us.
That's just the truth.
And the Mass is a little bit earlier. I'd have to say that it is easier for our family to get to a 10:30 a.m. Mass.
Is that a great excuse? No, maybe not, but that's just how it is.
We're
okay.
just being real.
We're just being real. So, friends, have you attended the Latin Mass? Comment below. Share with us your experience. Ours has been wonderfully positive. And if you haven't, our challenge is you try. Check it out, and you might be surprisingly blessed. Thank you so much for watching, friends. God bless you.